The NLP process I'm about to guide you through will get your values right in front of you. We're going to connect your actions with your values so you spend your time on what you want to achieve. Begin by asking yourself these questions. What are my goals? What's important to me? It could be a career achievement, the style of life you want for yourself and your family, a vacation, a new job, a relationship. Whatever it is, think of it now. Get it in mind. Even get several goals in mind. Once you've done this, even if some parts of it aren't clear, begin to ask yourself these questions about each goal. What's important about that goal? What's the value I treasure in this goal? What meaning does this hold for me? Sometimes one word will come to mind, like freedom, challenge, acceptance, connection, or security. Sometimes it might take a phrase, something like achieving what people thought was impossible, proving myself, creating something, or making the world a better place. Whatever it is, these words signify your inner values. In NLP, we call them criteria. You can call them criteria or values. The important thing is to know what they are. If we don't live up to our values, if we don't fulfill them, we experience disappointment, emptiness, and worse. Values make up the meaning life holds for us. All of our goals, dreams, and desires are vehicles for fulfilling our values. Our values influence our motivation. If we don't have strongly held values, we have little motivation. If our values are strong, our motivation is equally strong. With NLP, it's possible to influence this very directly. Let's do an exercise. The goal of this exercise is to increase the importance of your values, to make them so strong that you naturally take steps to achieve them. Again, it's important to give your full attention to this. Now, think of something that's really attractive to you. This will be done in the privacy of your mind. No one but you will know, so you really can think and experience what you find very attractive and compelling. It might be a person, a thing, a relationship, a place. What's important is that you find it attractive. And when you're experiencing it, allow a little of your attention to be a kind of movie director, someone like Steven Spielberg. Notice the cinematic qualities, the set, the lighting, the sound. Notice this all so clearly that you could make a movie of it, one with rich and interesting detail. Having done that, set aside the attractive picture. Take a breath and look around. Think of something you don't care about, a paper cup, a pencil, a piece of paper. When you've found something, be sure to look at it in your mind's eye. Experience the feeling of not caring about it. Again, be a movie director. List the cinematic qualities of this image.